Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. We're focusing on, firstly, high-flying travel stocks, and secondly, China's economic recovery. So, so-called beach stocks are flying high. This stands for booking sites, entertainment, airlines, cruise lines, and hotels. So summer holidays are on the horizon, and these travel and tourism stocks are soaring. Our global and European leisure baskets made up of 15 booking sites, entertainment, airline, cruise and hotel stocks is beating even the high-flying tech stocks in the last year. We think this is because the industry is enjoying a new normal. Volumes have regained their pre-pandemic levels, but they're now lagging a global economy that is now 25% larger. Whilst at the same time, you're seeing limited new capacity, which is keeping pricing power high. Everything from the chronic Boeing plane and Raytheon engine backlogs through to high interest rates curbing new hotel bills and rising regulatory restrictions hitting short-term rental supply. Whilst even in the cruise market, which is adding 5% capacity this year, this still significantly lags the capacity growth rates we saw pre-COVID. Secondly, we're keeping an eye on China's services PMI. It's due today. Consensus is for an incremental improvement towards an expansionary 53. This comes after Monday's upside surprise on its manufacturing PMI that rose to 51, which was a 13-month high, and came alongside industrial sector profits, which rebounded by 10%. So none of this data is fantastic, but it is a big step in the right direction as the authorities face triple headwinds of a weak property market, weak consumer confidence, and a global manufacturing downturn. And with the market very cheap and very out of favor with investors, you only need this type of less bad news to take the market up. And whilst Chinese stocks have significantly lagged the global rally in the last year and year to date, Hong Kong's Hang Seng is up 13% from its February low, and the MSCI China ETF up by 12%, both in US dollars, as the authorities have started to cut interest rates and have reiterated their 5% GDP growth goal for this year. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.